Everyone has an idea of what a robot is, but do you know where the word came from? NPR's Emma Bowman has the answer in the latest installment of our Word of the Week series.
When Melania Trump used the word just last week during a meeting with the White House Task Force on AI education, she was referring to artificial intelligence.
The robots are here. Our future is no longer science fiction.
Back in 1920, Czech writer Karel Čapek first imagined the robot in his play RUR, Rossum's Universal Robots. In the satirical melodrama, the character Harry Doman runs a factory that churns out mechanical humanoid workers made of synthetic flesh and blood.
The robots are not people. Mechanically, they are more perfect than we are. They have an enormously developed intelligence, but they have no soul.
The work is what introduced robot to the English language. A negative connotation was built into the word from the start.
Modernity is turning us all into machines. That's kind of the message.
Tobias Higby teaches labor history at UCLA. He says Čapek's work critiqued the socio-political climate of the time. The rhetoric of the Doman character echoed that of Henry Ford, the industrialist who pioneered mass production with assembly lines. As technology advanced in auto production and elsewhere, the idea of the robot began evolving, and talk soon pivoted to
how it would hurt workers by throwing them out of their jobs and denying them their livelihood.
So robots became analogous to machines, not workers. That's how we got to Blade Runner, Terminator, and iRobot. Through it all, robot has held on to its same loose definition, says linguist Adam Alexic.
There's always this implication of it is a forced worker,